Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Now we're going to chat with Bill from Ohio, who's dealing with a soundproofing issue. How can we help you?
Thanks, guys. I'm looking to do a home theater in my basement, and I'd like to know what materials or processes you recommend for soundproofing, insulating that noise from the rest of the house.
That's a very fun project. There's actually a number of soundproof drywall products out there.
Yeah, the Quiet Rocks and...
Yeah, that's right, the Quiet Rocks and products like that, where basically you have sort of a sound baffling technology built into the board. I will tell you that they're very expensive, but if you like your peace and quiet, that's a way to get a reasonably quiet room without the expense associated with, say, building a separate wall or a separate ceiling. Because in a studio, for example, like those that we work in, you have actually... double walls and double ceilings that create sort of a baffle for the sound.
That space between them. There's also, I did a sort of a media room at a townhouse in Manhattan, and I used something, I mean, they really spent a lot of money and did the double wall, but I did something as an additional texture on the outside from a company called AcousticalSurfaces.com, and it's sort of like a plastic tracking that you can create in whatever shape or size on the walls. You can do them floor to ceiling to do, you know, as wide as that blue foam insulative foam sheets, and then you sort of do this track on your wall, put the insulative sheet in between, and then you snap fabric around it, so you're essentially covering this foam and the tracking with the fabric, and all of a sudden it looks like you have these wonderful upholstered walls. And I did it completely myself. I mean, the trickiest part was cutting the plastic tracking when I had to miter it for the corners just to make sure that I didn't, you know, break it or crack it. So that took a little bit of finessing. But it really was a great do-it-yourself project, and they have excellent instructions on the website.
And what was the name of that site again?
It's AcousticalSurfaces.com.
All right. Tom and Leslie, guys, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.